Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the West Coast legends, the one and only Jefferson Starship!
Thank you. you so much. Skegness. Butlins. All right. How y'all doing? You doing good? You having fun? All right, good. Well, this next song requires a little help from the audience. Do you think you can, sing along? I couldn't tell what that, was that a yes or a no? Oh, okay. Good. Well, it's very easy. A little singing and a little clapping, and I'll show you where to do it. The words are, count on me, count on my love. Cold wheel, lost in the field of love. you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this man on my right is the amazing, incredible, most amazing human being ever invented, David Freiberg.
I love the way you exaggerate.
All right, so David has been in Jefferson Starship for 40 years. Before that, he was in a Jefferson Airplane. And before that, he was in another band.
Yes, it was called the Quicksilver Messenger Service. Matter of fact, well, they were playing one of the songs. Yeah.
The DJ was playing this song, so you might have heard it already.
So, hey, let's do it.
All right.
Oh, what you do,
Alright, this next song is a beautiful Jefferson Airplane song written by Marty Ballin that David's gonna sing.
Thank you.
stone stars. It is so easy, so easy.
Y'all, I want to take a minute to introduce you to the other members of the band. On the drum set, he hails from Oxfordshire. Mr. Richard Newman. On the keyboards from Los Angeles, California, 16 out of the 40 years in Jefferson Starship, Chris Smith. On the guitar, this special man right here is one of my best friends. In fact, I told my iPhone Siri that he is to be referred to as my best friend, although she never understands me when I say that. But anyway, the most amazing guitar player, Jude Gold. Jude has been with us for a couple years in 16 countries around the world, and he's going to do for you right now a Jorma Kaukonen song, Jesus Christ, Kaukonen, called Embryonic Journey. Here is Jude's Embryonic Journey.
Thank you.
this properly. Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, nobody introduced you. This is Kathy Richardson, the most fabulous voice in the world.
Cheers. Thank you for having us.
She's been with us about 6 years.
On a short leash.
What's going on? Oh, You got to be fooling with me, baby. You got to quit fooling with me, girl. You got to quit fooling.
West Coast Magic, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the legendary Jefferson Starship. Come on.
Do you want to tell the bullet points of this story, David Freiberg, Legend of Rock?
Okay. One time back in the early 60s, I was a folk singer. We went on a trip through Mexico, took a little cheap train down there, sat in Mexico City singing for anybody that would sing for us and give us a couple of pesos, and we found ourselves deported. Expulsados, as they said. We left from California, we ended up in San Antonio, Texas. They flew us on a plane there. And well, we were annoyed, and we hitchhiked up to Austin, Texas, to the University of Texas, and we went to the Folk Music Society there because we had nothing else to do. And lo and behold, there was a fellow there that ended up starting, his name was Chet Helms, he ended up starting the Avalon Ballroom in San Francisco. And we saw a girl who was playing Otto Harp singing British murder ballads. And we made friends with her, we exchanged phone numbers, and lo and behold, in 2 weeks, they were both sleeping on our floor in San Francisco. And that girl's name was Janis Joplin.
This guy is responsible for getting Janis Joplin to San Francisco. I'm just saying. That's pretty cool.
If I did,
she might not have ever been Janis Joplin if she hadn't come here. She would have, her name would have been Janis Joplin.
And this girl, we met while she was singing Janis songs with Big Brother after having starred on Broadway as and loved Janis, wowing people, singing Janis songs. She just knocked us out. And to have her singing with us now is the greatest joy in the world.
All right, so thank you, David. And we're going to do a song that Janis made famous. It's a Kris Kristofferson song, and we're going to kind of do it in our own way. And it goes like this. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. yes, we'd like to bring up a special guest to the stage, our opening act on this tour, the wonderful Auburn, and Liz Lenton's going to come up and sing this, I think. Hey, there she is, Liz Lenton, everybody. Auburn's new CD is dropping tomorrow, but you can get it here today at the Butlins Rock and Blues Festival of Great Britain. And where are the CDs being sold? Right there. Do you see where we're pointing? Can you see? Right there. And I have some of my solo records, and we have some Jefferson Starship CDs too. We're going to come down and sign them after the show. Thanks, y'all, so much. Have a great night.
Ha ha ha! sound in San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen, Jefferson Starship!